Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bretterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The National Congress of American Indians has called on players for the Washington Redskins to speak out against the team name. And she is calling for them to get rid of it. Here's a little bit of the statement. I am calling for members of the NFL franchise in Washington, D.C. to rise to the occasion and become heroes. All I ask is that you state the unequivocal moral truth, just as you would never play for the Washington, insert any other racial slur, you will no longer play for any team branded with a racial slur against Native Americans. As long as that team name stands, players of conscience should sit at home rather than wear the NFL equivalent of the Confederate flag. That is NCAI President Fawn Sharp. And I say, Fawn, more power to you.
Can we get a fire for that? Throw it out, Alex. That's fire from...
That's right.
We don't have it. Always looking for it.
You throw the fire. Go ahead.
All right. straight fire. There we go. Straight fire. And what she said, Chris, is right on the money. Stop with all this. You know what's going on in this country? And God bless Native Americans. They see what's going on. They see that Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima out of work. They see that the last Sambo's restaurant, Chris, has been changed.
Right.
Why shouldn't they want to get involved? They stopped calling it, the Eskimo pie no more? Why not? It's time. The NFL.
It's past time.
Your $250 million is nice. You woke now? You really woke?
Right.
And you get it? We all know that name, I don't even like saying it, Chris. I don't even like saying it anymore. And there are newspapers and news organizations around this country that have banned the use of it. When I wrote a column about a week ago about this at Deadspin, we wouldn't use it. We wouldn't use the R-skins. We wouldn't use it,
right,
Chris, even
right,
in the copy, even in the headline. Enough already. And you know what, Chris? I'm going to say this. This thing can be done and over with in 2 seconds.
Yep.
When the players say that they refuse to wear that helmet and refuse to wear those uniforms, the NFL and Daniel Snyder will have no choice. Zero. Because if the players revolt and stand up for this and refuse to wear that, there's no way you can have a team in Washington, D.C.
They won't miss a game. And the only way they'll miss a practice is because the powers that be will want to wait and see if they mean business. And once they show they mean business, it'll be changed yesterday. And for those that are wondering, because I brought this up last week, Rob, when you were on your staycation, that if this term is offensive to Native Americans, then it must go. And if you're really against racism, then it's not just racism against African Americans. It's racism against Native Americans as well.
Absolutely. All people of this land, we're going to be inclusive.
Yes.
That's what this country's all about. We're the only nation that has people from everywhere, Chris. You go to Japan, it's 99% Japanese. Go at most places. We're all people from all over the world. Everybody should be welcome to the party. We need to get off of this. We all know that name ain't right. We
Look,
all know it.
Dictionary.com. Here's the definition of that term. A contemptuous term used to refer to a North American Indian. There it is. It's in the dictionary. What more evidence do we need? And look, here's the difference. This is the reason that Sambo's restaurant is out of business, Rob. Or change his name.
Change his name.
This is the reason you don't have some teams named after black racial slurs. Because African Americans have numbers in terms of the population and enough political power within popular culture to stand up and make a difference. Native Americans, because of the way they've been annihilated in the past, don't necessarily have the numbers or the political power. And that is why. But that tells, if you're only making the changes because we have enough people or enough political power to force it or to make you uncomfortable, then your heart's not in the right place. Then you still are racist, even if you make the changes. If you really are standing against racism, you will stand against it for those that don't have the power to make you change it.
No doubt. And always remember this. It's not about you. It's about the people that say they're offended. If somebody says, if I offend you and I didn't mean it and you say, Rob, you offended me, I apologize, right? That's
right.
What I would do. And if I say, well, I don't know why you're offended. No. If I tell you I'm offended, that's all you need to know.
Absolutely.
You don't have to agree with it or understand it. I'm telling you, you offended me. So if you didn't mean to offend me, you apologize. If Native Americans have spoken. They've gone out, Chris, over the years and brought in a couple of, you know, there's always somebody on a different, you know, who says, oh, I love it. I think it's good. And they go, see, there's a guy, there's a Native American. He's cool with it. No, that's not good enough.
The National Congress of American Indians represents 500 tribes.
Thank you. That's good enough, Chris. That's a better
tribes.
That's a better feeling than some lone wolf who they put on the air to act like that he's speaking for all Native Americans.
And you see, look, the Redskins are they taking down? Well, they're getting rid of the former owner, Sherman, I think was his name. They took the statue down. But the name has to go. That's not enough. And if the league won't do it on its own, Rob, we're calling, we're joining Mrs. Fawn Sharp and calling on the players to take a stand. If you're really about that life, if you're really about that life, you want Tom Brady and Nick Bosa and, you know, all these other white players to join in our fight, right? Then let's join in the fight with the Native Americans as well.
100%. It can't be picking and choosing. Which one do you want? You want everybody to be treated the same and equal or not?
Right.
Because if you don't understand it, and the players, hello, I want you guys, players, if you're listening or somebody knows one, tell them to Google what happened at Missouri and how much power the players who make no money, Chris, have the coaches had their scholarship in their back pockets and they stood up for what was right. And they got the president of the university and the chancellor to both resign within a week's time or whatever it was, a couple days.
Yep.
It's doable.
Absolutely. It's very, come on. Like you said, it would be done within a week. The change would be made within a week. And then however long it takes, which shouldn't be long, to get rid of the uniforms or the helmets, whatever it is, all that, it could be done quickly.
And
all you have to do
names.
Is make a stand.
In Washington, remember when all the people were getting killed in Washington, so they didn't want to name the team the Bullets anymore, Chris?
Yep.
And they just changed it to the Wizards. The owner,
just
A.
Like
Poland,
that.
Was just like that. You know, the connotation, remember, they had a high murder rate in D.C.
And he
was like, I just don't like that name, the Bullets, being associated with the team's name. And they changed it. Everybody bought new jerseys. And that was the end of it, Chris. It was no big deal.
Right. It's not that complicated. It really isn't. And so I salute Fawn Sharp, the president of the NCAI. And I assume it's a woman. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I salute this person. And so the National Congress of American Indians has called on players to make the Redskins change their name.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We've got our man Sinbad. That's right. Sinbad, the great comedian and actor, coming up right now on the Discover Card Celebrity Hotline. You can follow him on Twitter at SinbadBad. SinbadBad. So two bads in there. He also has a podcast he does with his son called Blurred, B-L-E-R-D, which is like a combination of black nerds. So I got to hear this from him. But very, you know, nice. Him from all the great movies. He was in First Kid, Jingle All the Way, et cetera, et cetera. We remember him, of course. We're big sitcom fans here. So a different world. He was in that. Just goes way back and a great guy and great comedian. Sinbad, welcome to the Odd Couple, man.
What's up, man? What's up, my guys?
What's happening?
It's great to have you on. So first, tell us about this podcast, Blurred. Like Black Nerd?
Black Nerd.
You need to have Rob on, by the way, because he's a black nerd.
Is he a nerd? But see, man, now it's hip. Remember, now it's hip. When I was coming up, you got beat down. You had to hide that. That was closetness, brother. Being a nerd was in the closet. Being a black nerd was in the closet. Now, man, you meet women now. You get jobs now.
Right. They love it that right. you sit around
you
and
get
drink
to a
coffee
certain age.
And yes. you don't comb your hair and all that. They love
That's right. Yeah, man. We just, you know, nerds are like, we're curious about everything. And then remember, black nerds are a little different. Because we still got a little hip. We got that little hip side to us. We just don't know how much we can tell you. We don't know how much tech we can deal you with. We don't know how many comic books we can talk about you with. We don't know how much anime we can hit you with.
Uh-oh. Our DJ, our engineer, is very much into anime. He actually asked me to ask you this question. So there is this myth, this legend, that you were starred in a movie as a genie in a movie called Shazam, but it actually never, that's not true. But do you get that a lot? Do people always come up to you? Because so many people claim they've seen that movie. Do people come up to you and say that a lot?
Well, this is the deal. That movie was done in the fourth dimension, and I was living in the fourth dimension. So now that I'm back here with regular people, it doesn't exist.
My man.
I used to listen to their music, the fourth. Oh, that's the fifth dimension. I'm sorry.
That's the fifth dimension. That's way out. You almost can't come back from that. The fifth dimension,
right,
people don't come back.
Right.
People don't make it back.
Well, Sinbad, what do you, getting serious for a moment, what do you think about all that you see going on? Obviously, you've been, you know, in this country and seen a lot racially, different, you know, every generation we seem to deal with this. But does this one seem a little bit different now?
This one is like the 60s. When it got fire, when it just, we said done. Remember the 60s, we said done.
Right.
We're done. And what they did was, there was a knee-jerk reaction. They passed some laws, fake integration, fake this, fake that. And then we realized things were almost right back to where they were. It was more covert, not overt. They did the minimum legally. But this one, it went on. Well, you know what? Think about it. A so-called $20 counterfeit bill sparked a revolution. The bill that we still haven't seen to this day, that no one's seen, this counterfeit 20.
Right.
It was so blatant. This man knew he was on camera. He put his hand in his pocket and told the other two cops to go on, can we do this? He was training them, saying, yes, this is exactly what we do. And it was kind of closer, because now that we know that George worked with him and
right.
actually almost got him fired because of the way he was treating brothers in the club, this was some payback for him. This was some payback for him. So I hope you go to prison, and I hope we never see you again, and I hope somebody puts hands on you. And that's where I'm at. See, I'm at that point now. No more compliance. No more, hey, man, we're the good apples. If you're not speaking up, they said when evil things happen and good men say nothing, evil wins.
Yep.
So I'm always, like this now. Yeah.
No, Sinbad, I've always said the only people worse than the people doing the bad stuff or when good people don't do anything or jump in, and I think you're right. Most people just can't deal with it anymore and have decided that it's just not. We're done with that. Absolutely. We were just talking before you came on. Native Americans have issued a statement. They want the Washington to change its name in the NFL. That they've had enough as well. They see all the statues coming down and all the Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben and all Confederate flag, and they want the Skins to change their name. What do you think?
You know what's funny? I think now they've been asked for this for a while. I think for the first time they might get it.
Yep.
Right now the world is so on fire. A lot of people who've been speaking, and they should get it. Native Americans should have almost anything they ask for. If you go to reservation and see how they're treated, they were eliminated. This country eliminated its indigenous people.
Yep.
It's indigenous people. So, yes, I think they're going to get that name eliminated. Finally. It took, like I said, when things catch on fire, when everybody's talking about the protests, and people talk about protests and they went right to the riots and looting. I said, well, the first looting was the Boston Tea Party. Let's
yes.
get this straight.
Right.
Let's get this
right.
straight. Y'all
right.
started that. Y'all
That's
started that. We just learned
right.
from your playbook.
There
That's
you go.
Absolutely right. Now, you are a big LeBron fan, and you know the sport because you played in college basketball. So are you very confident that the Lakers are going to win this this championship?
Okay, here's two things. I think LeBron and the Lakers and the NBA got cheated of watching a man having a crazy season at his age. Crazy season. I mean, insane. An insane season that we got cheated. We got cheated to see how far LeBron could take us. He was putting up stupid numbers, man.
Yep.
Balling, brother. Now this time has come off. Even if my boys win it, it's not the same. You know what I'm saying? It just won't be the same. It just won't be the same.
I've heard some say this will be bigger because of the layoff and COVID, and you had to, you know, keep yourself in shape,
man,
and all that. But
I don't know if everybody kept in shape. I mean, we know LeBron stays in shape. We know there's going to be a few. Some couldn't get to court. Some were trying to figure it out.
Right.
Everybody's not going to play. Remember, it's like you got Avery, you got to take care of his son. So, you know, which I'm loving that JR might be here. I'm loving that because I've been waiting for my boy to come back. I love him.
I haven't seen him hit a chase since 2016, though. But, I mean, I haven't seen him hit a three since 2016.
He's been working out since 2016. And remember, him and LeBron got that synergy. They probably been working out together. See, they got a thing. Them boys that played in Cleveland with him, like when he told New York, they said when they got rid of JR, and LeBron said, "We'll take him." Remember, he said, "We'll take him."
Right.
Until it was game one against in the finals when JR didn't remember the play at the end of the game, and LeBron
he didn't
was
remember
so mad.
The score.
He didn't remember. Realize. He ran out the clock when they had a chance to win the game.
I've never seen anything like that. But remember, that was the year a lot was going on with his life, with his family, with his daughter.
Right.
There was a lot there was a lot going on in that brother's life at that time, you know. And he looked scattered. Even LeBron looked like he just looked scattered. You know?
Yeah.
Look at it. I have no words for it because I can't figure it out. I have no words for it. Because we know he's a small ball player. We know he's the way he's played. I'm like this. It came out of nowhere.
It came out of nowhere. You are from Jordan's generation. Do you think Jordan or LeBron is the GOAT or somebody else?
This is it, man. We always said, we've been talking for Eric. Well, if we look at numbers, Jordan's my boy. I said, but you know, man, after we watched, you know what? There's nobody as intense as Mike. Let's get this. Nobody. As intense as Mike. Nobody mental like, but some of that even wasn't necessary. Michael got those some isms. Michael got some isms, but it served him well. But LeBron dominating, let's look at it again. From his rookie year on, it didn't take five years. It didn't take a Scotty. This brother was putting teams on his back from day one. This brother came back from Miami to a Cleveland team. And I was like, I cried, but I'm with you, man. When he went to Cleveland, I'll go with you. I'm going with you. This might be the end. I said, this brother always knew. He looked at what he had. Remember, this ain't the first time. This ain't the first time because I've had guys like this before.
Right.
I've had guys like this before.
But wait a minute, Sinbad. You're telling me you think he's better than Michael when now people talk about the GOAT.
Are you saying that?
I'm saying this. For a man that loves both of them, you can't go wrong with one you pick.
No, we want you to pick one. Pick one, Sinbad. Pick one.
Can you pick a favorite author sometimes? No, great writers. Some guy, I love this. I love this writer. Can I pick a favorite car? Oh, this one does this, but this one does this. That's why you have two of them.
I want you to pick.
But no, I say this, but here's the problem. You want me to pick two, and you ain't got the whole group. You ain't got Dr. J. Remember, I'm a product of the ABA watching Dr. J in college. We talk about Magic Johnson. How you feel Magic Johnson out there? How you feel Kareem Jabbar? How you feel Bill Russell? We all talking about who's the greatest. And then if you talk about rings, how you not going to talk about Bill? And Bill was a freaking niche only being 6'9", doing what he did. I saw Will Chamberlain. I said, guys, if you're going to talk about the greatest of all time, well, you got to look at a big list. You got to look at a bigger list. You can't just look at two people. Not for me. I'm shocked that people sit there and forget about and almost disrespect Magic and what this young brother did in the game. You know, so I looked at Dr. J before he got here. He was an older man when he got here. But if you had seen Dr. J in Denver, when I was going to school in Denver, and he came, I screamed like a little girl the first time I saw him. And I wasn't even trying to feel him. My boy from the Bronx, Tootie, Lyle Wilson, said, "Yo, you got to see him." I said, "Man, he in the ABA." Man, a ball was going out of bounds. He caught it with one hand, turned around and threw down on Bobby Jones, and I jumped out my seat and screamed like a little girl. From that day, I grew my afro like him. I combed it in the back like him. I tried to walk like him. To me, man, dude, I'm just saying, those who didn't see him in the ABA have no clue. Now, if you ask Jordan about him, and if you ask LeBron about him, and you ask Magic about him, I'll tell you, that's the one I based on.
No, that's based on. That is the truth. And that's our man Sinbad dropping some knowledge. We appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Be safe out there, man.
Yep, you too.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Brandon Marshall was on The Herd today, said something very interesting about your man Aaron Rodgers, here he is.
They should have won two Super Bowls in the last 5 years. You, to me, Aaron Rodgers is my favorite quarterback in the NFL. But you wasted this guy's career. You got one Super Bowl out of Aaron Rodgers? Are you kidding me? It's too late. It's too late.
All right, Rob, go ahead.
I don't think Brandon Marshall's crazy with his take on what the Packers were doing and how they did their business, Chris. They also won with the way, remember, they never went after free agents.
Right.
They always drafted. At one point, which was unbelievable, Chris, and I thought it was, because they were always in the mix. But at one point, their entire roster, they had only one player on the team that, Chris, wasn't drafted by them. Who does that?
Right.
Like,
right.
Every player was drafted by them. They had no outsiders. It was ancestralist. Is that the right word? You know what I mean? Like
ancestralist? I don't think that's a word.
Yeah, I don't know,
right,
but you know
word.
What I mean.
Incestuous.
Yeah, incestuous. Thank you.
I'm not sure if that's the right concept. But you, word
I
concept,
know, but you know
what
I mean. You know what I'm saying. Like, they didn't go out and do that. And they and especially when you talk about maybe spending money and bringing in defensive players, especially.
Right.
Because obviously during his prime and his numbers, Chris, and MVPs and his seasons that he's had, he was able to get that franchise on the cusp. There was the Seattle, the onside kick. And obviously if they secured that, they probably would have gone to the second Super Bowl. And, of course, the tight end mishandled it and Seattle got the ball back and they wound up losing that game. And then the other part when we talk about the defense – is Aaron and five of Aaron's playoff losses, the defense has given up 38 or more points. I mean, I don't know who can win in a postseason when your defense has given up that amount of points.
Well, I mean, Tom Brady could do that. But.
No, Tom Brady can't because he lost when they did that. Right? That's the Philly game, so don't give me that. He lost. Yeah,
no, he could win. He won enough.
He won more
playoff games with
giving up
28 or more than any other quarterback.
I'll get somebody to look it up. How many teams have won games when their defense gave up 38 points and in the playoffs? And I guarantee you the number's low. But anyway, when you start to look at all those things, his point is legit. That they could have been other things done. They were close. They made the playoffs a lot. They won the division. They were in NFC championship games. There were all kinds of situations there. So it's not like that's why they kept doing what they were doing, because it seemed like, oh well, it's working. We know we won the division again. We made the playoffs 10 out of 11 or 12 years in a row. And we've done this and we've done that. But they couldn't finish the deal in those big playoff games against better teams. And I think that's what really, when you take a look at his career as a whole, that's what sunk him often times. I can't remember what the number is, Chris, but there's three games where he tied the score and never got the ball back because the defense gave it up. And those games where they lost. So, and it's not to make any excuses. His record is what it is.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, could they have done more for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay? Absolutely.
Look, any objective observer would have to agree with Brandon Marshall. And I think, I believe from 2010 to 2016, they signed two free agents. Two free agents in 6 years. That's ridiculous. And that was their modus operandi, Rob. And I think, I don't know if you were saying everything you wanted to say, but the way you said it to me gives them a pass, because I think they were just happy being good. You know, they got the great fan base. They know the fans are going to be there. The fans are engaged because they're so good. And I think they were happy with that. Hey, and if we get a Super Bowl, great. I'm sure everybody, of course, wants one. But they were too content with just being a playoff team, a contender every year, having arguably the best quarterback in the league. And they didn't go out and expand on it and make the team better. So that point, I think that's indisputable. My thing is this, though. Aaron Rodgers is not blameless. So, yes, they should have made the defense better. Yes, they could have gotten him, you know, more weapons at times. But he still, in many cases, did not deliver. And typically, in the NFC title game, He's 1-3 in NFC championship games. And the game he won, he didn't play well. When they beat Chicago in 2010, he threw two interceptions and no touchdowns. And here's the thing.
You got the scores on the three losses in the NFC championship game?
They lost. They beat Chicago 21-14.
Okay.
They lost to Seattle 28-22 in overtime. And so, you know, that's 28 points. You got to be able to overcome that.
That's the onside kick. Go ahead.
Now, Atlanta, that's the game in 2016. They were just smashed 44-21. But and I'll give you that. Obviously, the defense didn't do anything. But Rodgers didn't do anything either in the first half. They were down 24-0 at halftime. It was similar to what happened this year against San Francisco. You look at the numbers at the end of the game. You look at the final score, 37-20. You can say, look how many points the defense gave up. He did nothing when the game was in the balance. He did nothing. Then in the second half, same thing happened against Atlanta. Second half, he starts racking up the numbers, padding the stats, as you would say, and it makes the score look better. It makes his stats look a little better, and then you can blame it on the defense. But when I know you watch those games. He didn't deliver in the first half, and neither did the defense, but Aaron didn't either. And the thing, Rob.
You also play when you fall behind and your defense can't stop anybody, just put you in a tougher spot.
You're not behind from the get-go. I'm saying is he is not blameless. The defense is to blame, but he's also to blame.
But if you were to look at the two in the room, Chris, there's no way you can look at a defense that's given up 38 or more points in five playoff losses and act as if it has nothing that Aaron Rodgers has more to do with that.
I just said that. No, I'm saying the defense is not an all-time great defense. He is an all-time great quarterback. He has not. Look, Rob, this is a guy that has more than a 4-1 touchdown-to-interception ratio in his regular season career. In four NFC title games, he is 1-3. He's thrown 6 touchdowns and 7 picks. I mean, that is totally against what Aaron Rodgers does. He's got a career passer rating of 102.4. In the four NFC title games, it's 78. So again, you're right. The defense has been whack. The front office didn't build around him the way they should have. But he also did not deliver in those huge games.
I think most of it is on the defense. I don't think if when you look at the difference between what kind of defense Tom Brady's had, and I'm just going to use the comparison that Tom Brady's always been in a situation, Chris, where it's easy to play. If you go look at some of those comebacks you're always talking about Tom Brady, the defense pitched a shutout in the second half. That's the difference.
What about the first half?
Tom Brady played terrible, was 28-3. He was able to come back because the defense was stingy in the second half. They didn't give up anything, Chris.
He still had to score stop it, Rob.
No, they didn't give up anything.
Admit it.
In the second
I'm admitting that Rodgers' defense wasn't up to snuff. But you're going to sit here and exonerate what I just told you about Rodgers' performance? That's not objective.
I'm telling you that if I have to pick one thing on why they didn't win more Super Bowls, I'm telling you, pick one thing, Chris. Is it Aaron Rodgers or is it the defense? Well, I'm asking you.
It's Aaron Rodgers, because at the end of the day, you have to stand up for your record. And here's why. And you do the same thing. If it's not Aaron Rodgers, then why isn't he in the GOAT conversation?
Because you got to win more than that, Chris.
Defense?
Wait a minute. They were in Seattle and the tight end muffs an onside kick to go to the Super Bowl. You're going to blame that on Aaron Rodgers?
If you're not blaming it on him, then put him in the GOAT conversation.
That's ridiculous.
Put him in the GOAT conversation then.
You got to win more to be in the GOAT conversation.
All right. That's all I'm saying.
No, but I'm asking you about that game. A mishandle of an onside kick?
That's one game, Rob.
I'm not talking about that one game. And then Atlanta, where the defense couldn't stop Matt Ryan.
Wait, he couldn't score?
But he couldn't, but they couldn't
stop
him.
Circles around him.
It Matt Ryan to do outplayed with Aaron him Rodgers.
By 10 steps that
You're
game.
Crazy.
He did. Aaron Rodgers did nothing when the game was in the balance. And then it was over and Atlanta's playing prevent and he racks up numbers. Same thing, same exact thing happened
Is that what he did when he beat Pittsburgh to win the Super Bowl? Did you watch that?
Way back in 2010?
Did you watch that?
That's how far back you gotta
go. Ask Dan Marino. Ask Dan Marino for all the numbers he has. What about his Super Bowl? I'm asking you. He's won MVPs, Chris. He has the greatest quarterback rating in the history of the NFL.
Not in the NFC title games.
I'm telling you, in the NFL history he does. And his biggest Achilles heel is that he's never had the defense. If he had a top 10 defense,
in the NFC
he would have been
it.
He would have won three or four Super Bowls.
Then put him in the GOAT conversation. Back up your words. Put your money where your mouth is. You keep ranting and raving about how he's blameless. Put him in the GOAT conversation.
I didn't say he was blameless, but you're trying to make the you're making
that's
the point.
That's all I'm saying is he
about
what did I start off
to overlook the defense and act like
I'm not.
Well, when you're in a hole, Chris, when you're in a hole and they know you have to throw on every down, it's a totally different football game. That's why you can't afford to fall behind. It changes the way they play you defensively. Come
Rob,
on, man. You
Rob,
know football better than that.
Rob, I started out my rant by saying any objective observer would agree with Brandon Marshall. I never said the defense wasn't an issue. All I said is Rodgers is not blameless. And you act like those holes, he didn't have anything to do with it. This game a few months ago against San Francisco, same exact thing. He was to blame largely for that hole. He turned the ball over and all that. Then in the second half, you're right, the defense played differently. They backed up. They went prevent, and he racks up numbers. He is an all-time great quarterback. I'm not saying that. You act like I'm trying to say he's a scrub. All I'm saying is he is not blameless. That's it. And you want to argue that?
All day I'm going to argue. Because
that he's not blameless?
I didn't say he wasn't blameless, but I just think if you're really honest and you take Aaron Rodgers and you give him that Patriots defense, Chris, he would have won.
I'm not living in Wonderland.
Because he would have won he would have won more Super Bowls than Tom Brady.
Fine. You want to live in fantasy land? Go ahead.
It's not fantasy.
I'm living in
reality.
I'm debating what has happened. Golly, if Bill Russell was 7-2, he might have had 30 championships. I mean, come on. Is that where we're going? And like I said, if this is how you feel, put him in the GOAT conversation.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.